One of our very special guests at our December fundraiser was, of course, singer-actress Kate Young.
I enjoyed hearing Kate. She stopped by during the fundraiser. She drove up from her home in West Virginia on a Friday night, I believe.
She's driving up again because this afternoon at 2:30, the Dear Friends will hold their annual Victorian Christmas program at the Stephen Foster Memorial in Oakland. The stage will be transformed into a Victorian parlor as the Dear Friends give readings and sing songs typical of a 19th-century Christmas celebration in Pittsburgh. Stephen Baum has this preview.
Each year, the Dear Friends revive the tradition of Christmas in late 19th century Pittsburgh. This afternoon's program includes such classics as the Christmas Tree Polka, the Skating Rink Waltz, and of course, a couple of songs by Stephen Foster. Dean Root is curator of the Stephen Foster Collection at the University of Pittsburgh.
Happy Hours at Home is a song by Stephen Foster that mentions the pleasures of being at home on the winter nights when the wintry winds are blowing and you have the fireside there, and the contemplation of the children playing and the Christmas toys. So it's very evocative of this season.
The Dear Friends will bring back a few annual favorites, but most of the program is different from last year's and holds a few recent discoveries, such as the Santa Claus Quadrilles.
That's a piece that we have just recently found at Johns Hopkins University Library in a fantastic collection of 19th century sheet music there. It has a beautifully illustrated cover of Santa Claus preparing to go down the chimney with his pack full of toys.
The Dear Friends are actress and mezzo-soprano Kate Young, tenor Guy Russo, pianist Mark Graff, guitarist James Furla, and flutist and director Gene Thomas. The Victorian era was a time when songs from the operas of Donizetti, Rossini, and Bellini were no less popular hits than the songs of Stephen Foster. Kate Young has enjoyed participating in the Victorian Christmas programs for many years.
Dean Root just amazed me by pulling out a list probably about as long as Santa's, showing all the things you've performed in the past years.
Well, it's fun. We've found some 19th century American carols. Many people may not know that We Three Kings is originally an American carol from the 19th century written by a Pennsylvanian. And similarly, we enjoy doing Jingle Bells, but it's in a slightly different version, a 19th century version with somewhat different melody and a few different words. And we tell the story of Jingle Bells, which is kind of fun. And our newest thing that we're trotting out this Christmas is a kind of parlor pantomime. We are doing the complete saga of Little Red Riding Hood in a kind of little operatic version. Our tenor, Guy Russo, plays both the mother and the wolf, and it is a sight to behold.
No Victorian Christmas would be complete without storytelling, and so Kate Young will read some of her favorites.
My dad is a wonderful reader, and every Christmas our tradition would be to read something from A Child's Christmas in Wales, and if my father wasn't reading it and passing around the book to the rest of us to read, then we would play Dylan Thomas reading A Child's Christmas in Wales, which is wonderfully rich, and we would all know the same phrases and all the same jokes and tell the punchlines just as they came up in the story. We found a beautiful piece called A Christmas in Maine by Robert P. Tristram Coffin, writing, I believe, in the 1920s about his experiences of Christmases in Maine in the late 19th century, 1880s or 1890s. The pith of the party is not reached until the whole nation of you sits down in rocking chairs or lies down on their bellies in front of the 6-foot gulf of the fireplace. The presents are all stowed, heaped, and tucked away, stuck fast with corn balls. The last lamps are out. The fireplace dances on the ceiling. All the babies will be hushed and put away. All the younger fry will be more than half asleep. Then you had best find a fair substitute for my father. Give him the best chair in the house and let him tear. He will tell you about such people as the brilliant young ladies of Philadelphia who had a piano too big to fit their house, so they put it on the porch and played on it through the open window. Then he will work his way to the Caliph of Baghdad, who had a daughter so homely that she had to wear a sack on her head when her suitors came a-wooing, and how she fell down a well and made herself a great fortune and won the handsomest husband that ever wore a turban. The firelight will get into your father's eyes and on his hair. He will move on from Baghdad to Big Bethel and tell you how all the Yankee campfires looked like the high Milky Way itself all night long before the battle, how the dew silvered every sleeping soldier's face and the stacked rifles as the dawn came up with new day and death. And you will hug your knees and hear the wind outside going its rounds among the snowy pines, and you will listen on till the story you are hearing becomes a part of the old winds of the world and the motion of the bright stars. And probably it will take two uncles at least to carry you to bed. I have another bit of a teaser for you. In 1897, the famous editorial appeared in the New York Sun in answer to a letter. Dear editor, I am 8 years old. Some of my little friends say there is no Santa Claus. Papa says, if you see it in the sun, it's so. Please tell me the truth. Is there a Santa Claus? Virginia O'Hanlon, 115 West 95th Street, New York City. And, of course, that becomes the famous Yes, Virginia letter. So you'll have to come hear our concert on Sunday to see what the answer to that. Please tell me the truth. Is there a Santa Claus?
The Dear Friends give their Victorian Christmas program this afternoon at 2:30 at the Stephen Foster Memorial in Oakland. Tickets are available at the door. For the Sunday Arts Magazine, this is Stephen Baum. The following program is made possible in part by grants from the Pennsylvania Council on the Arts and the generous listeners of WQED-FM. Christmas, 1897. In the parlor, children are hanging wooden ornaments on the tree as family and friends gather round the piano for a festive musicale. Carols, waltzes, arias by Donizetti, songs by Stephen Foster, they're all part of an American holiday celebration in a time when home entertainment was homemade. Today, the Dear Friends recreate a Victorian Christmas. This is The Local Touch. This is Stephen Baum, your host for WQED-FM's The Local Touch. In 19th century America, holidays were social and musical occasions. Family entertainments featured singing, storytelling, and short plays. We're going to be treated to all three today by an ensemble of musicians known as the Dear Friends. Founded in 1983, the Dear Friends are making an important contribution to the revival of interest in American music of past centuries. Their programs for voice, flute, piano, and guitar are drawn from an extensive collection at the University of Pittsburgh's Stephen Foster Memorial and reflect the rich musical heritage of Western Pennsylvania. Today, the Dear Friends are celebrating Christmas, and the Stephen Foster Memorial stage is set as a cozy Victorian parlor. The program includes such 19th century novelties as Christmas Tree Polka, Skating Rink Waltz, and Santa Claus Quadrilles. We'll hear the original version of Silent Night for two voices with guitar accompaniment, plus an audience sing-along, and music most notably by Stephen Foster, Donizetti, Bizet, and Haydn. The concert will be highlighted by a dramatization of Little Red Riding Hood from an 1860s volume of music that belonged to the Willock family of Old Allegheny. Members of the Dear Friends are mezzo-soprano Kate Young, tenor Guy Russo, flutist Gene Thomas, guitarist James Furla, and pianist Mark Graff. And now here they are to invite us into their parlor for a Victorian Christmas celebration.